Blog Talk Radio.
What is going on, everyone? It's that time. It's the Bracket Show. It's a different show, so we're going to do different music, of course. Great show today. Great show today. This is The Cave Show. This is PLR. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Broadcasting to you today live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. You know them. They're one of our great sponsors. And like I said, we're live here today, Almond School in Chandler Heights. Get down here and let them know PLR from The Cave Show sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. Become a member. Get you a locker that backs up to a humidor. Your sticks will never, ever, ever go bad. Sit around, watch one of the many televisions. And just so you know, this is a watching headquarters for The Cave Show. Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, we will be in the house on several different occasions throughout the tournament. So pop in. If we're here, we'll take care of you with something somehow, maybe give you an extra discount. Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located in Chandler, Arizona, on Almond School in Chandler Heights. Let them know PLR sent you, and you will get 10% off of your cigar purchase. We have a loaded, packed show today. Number is 917-889-7828. Make sure you get in. If we have a line open, we will definitely take you. We have so many great guests on today. We have the one, the only Kiara Luck, the one, the only Eric Smith. And I know we have some great callers. I probably expect my man Lou to call in before this is over. So let's start bringing these guests on. On the line with me, the one and only, my man, the brother himself, Ed Smith. Ed Smith, my man, what's happening?
Happy March Madness to you, Brother Paul.
Man, I don't even have to say it, do I?
This is the best time of the year when it comes to basketball for me, man.
Nothing compares to it. And Brother Ed here has one of the best shows in the Valley on here down in Phoenix, TV Sports Talk Show here every Saturday, NBC Sports Talk Radio, 10 to 12. I know whenever my freeloaders don't have me running at a game, I'm always listening to the show. Best show, like I said. Got to check it out. Also with us today, Ed, we are privileged. We have a true superstar with us today. I don't know how I get all this star power on one call. I got the man himself on, and I got the superstar. Now, the one thing a lot of people don't know about Miss Kiara Luck, not only does she a sports personality, she writes, she keeps us up. She did the most incredible. Go back and look if you haven't on her Instagram page. She did a day by day of for Black History Month, and it was really cool. And she talked about the progress and the successes and some of the best people and the greatest people and what their accomplishments were. Although she is also, one of her other things is she's on a crusade in life to find a member of Iota Chi Theta Phi fraternity, which she still hasn't found in the last 6 weeks. The one, the only Kiara Luck, welcome in.
You are so wrong for that. And you know what? I say this with the utmost respect to the men of Iota, but to have a fraternity, a brotherhood that, you know, kind of like followed in your footsteps, you're just disrespect is awful.
I'm just saying, I never heard of them. I haven't seen them. You know what? I looked at all your month and all the accomplishments and all the people you listed. I was looking for just one. I was even looking for one just to like one of the things, and not one. Ed, they are like Sasquatch. You haven't. You know what? You'll be able to lick your elbow before you find an iota, and we all know that's impossible.
That is so horrible. Like, so disrespectful. And I'm so surprised no one has said anything, like not even a listener of a friend of a listener. It's just amazing.
Because they don't exist. They don't exist. I saw one, I thought one time it was probably just some dude that had a jacket made. They don't exist. They don't exist.
Hey, listen, we one day, and I'm gonna just let you hang.
You know what? I wish they would. You know what? I am here. Look, I tell everybody, if you are an iota, I'm sitting in Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco in Chandler, Arizona, for the next hour. Come find me. I will be so amazed that you walked in. I'll buy you a cigar. Now, I don't think anyone can get. I don't think anyone can drive that fast from Never Never Land to get here to find me, because they don't exist. We are going to get into these brackets. We do have a caller online. We're going to let him hop on with us for a sec, see who we have. I do have to say this really quick, though. There was some NFL news. I just want to touch on that really quick before we get into our brackets. Kirk Cousins just got paid, y'all. He just got paid $28 million per year guaranteed.
Crazy. Guaranteed. Is he even that good to be getting this kind of money?
Ed, you play in the league.
I don't think he's that good. I don't think he's that good to be getting that kind of money.
You know what it is? It's just the current market. I mean, you know, and this, think about this too. This is the first time a quarterback of his caliber has actually gone to free agency, you know, unrestricted free agency. Most teams try to lock those guys up. Could you imagine a Brady on the open market, or or even with the Saints not allowing Drew Brees to get out there on the open market? This is just a case of supply and demand. There's not much out there. He's the best of the mediocre quarterbacks who actually hit free agency. And like I said, it's just in any normal circumstance, he would not be garnering this kind of money. And obviously, the second that Rodgers or whoever comes up, they're going to become the next highest paid in the league. But right now, Kirk Cousins is the flavor of the month.
It's a lot of money.
So it's
That's
a payment
awful lot
of
convenience,
money. Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I can live very conveniently for $28 million a year. We have a caller on the Kerry Lackey Law line. Caller, thank you for holding and sticking with us. Who do we have on with in the Cave Show with PLR?
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Lou from Jersey. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Lou, how are you? You know, it's not just me today. When I heard you say everybody, we have two true superstars with us, the one only Kara Luck, one only Ed Smith.
Ed?
Also,
how you doing?
All
right.
Just so you guys know, Aaron Rodgers, they're talking about restructuring his deal. If I'm Aaron Rodgers and you come at me with like $17, $18, $19 million a year, I just hang the phone up. Just so you know, I don't even listen to you.
It depends on what Aaron Rodgers is trying to do. If Aaron Rodgers wants a ring, Aaron Rodgers is going to take less money.
Yeah.
If he doesn't care about that ring, he can get paid.
Don't you think that's really sad, though, that you ask the best players to take less to make them feel guilty to win, but you give marginal players a whole ton of money that you know they're going to take, and winning has become secondary. I think it's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I think you have to look at the desperation of the organizations, too. You know, Minnesota, they haven't won in so long, and they were that close.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, I thought Keenum did a great job, guiding them. They obviously laid an egg against Philly, but, you know, they think this is their golden goose that's going to get them over the hump, and, you know, hopefully they don't strangle themselves with that contract and doesn't allow them to go out and put supplemental pieces around them. But they got everything pretty much in the cupboard right now, so this could be their greatest move.
Speaking of which, Case Keenum did sign with the Broncos, and he's better than all three of their quarterbacks put together. And that hurts me because Brock Osweiler is a Sun Devil. You know, those Sun Devils that did get in the tournament, and I know we're going to argue about that in a little bit, but the Sun Devils, ASU, fork them, forks up. Don't want to show any partiality, but that does include him. So I like the move. Case Keenum is going to get the respect he and the chance that he needs, because Ed, Kiara, and Lou, he never got respect in Minnesota. Every week,
no, he didn't.
Their head coach was asked, "Is he your starter now for the rest of the year?" He goes, "Oh, we're gonna see what's going on in practice." He just never got the love. So I don't blame him for leaving, going off to greener pastures.
Yeah. Just as we thought.
All right.
I mean, I knew
he
was going to miss. I didn't think he was going to go to the Jets at all.
I tell you what. Yeah, Kirk Cousins went. No one goes to the Jets. Nope.
That's right.
It's the Jets. Nobody goes. The Jets. They haven't won a Super Bowl in forever. Minnesota actually hasn't won one at all. But it's the Jets. But it's that time. Let's break down these brackets. Just want to know if I mentioned this. Did you guys know Arizona State got in the tournament? Just reminding.
Is that right?
The issue is. Yeah, remind everyone of that. So we may as well start with the let's get it going. Let's get going with the South bracket of this. Ed, just so you know, I may change some of these picks since I know you and I are in the same money pool. So every pick that I give you may not necessarily be 100% truthful for what I'm going to put on my own bracket. This is what I think is going to win without some of the upsets. So just so you know, I may have a curveball left in me.
I wouldn't expect anything less, Paul. We don't give up our secrets that easy. You know that.
Well, we're going to start with the South. We're going to start with the one, the only Caroline. We're going to let her go first. We'll go top down. We'll start with number one, Virginia, against UMBC. Is that Maryland? Well, what is that? University of Maryland? Because? What? I don't even know the school.
Cockroaches.
Does it matter? Does it matter?
I hope they win just for that reason. I'm going to be smart here, and I'm going to say Virginia, of course, is going to win that game.
Duh.
Ed, you're up.
Yeah, no, Virginia. I mean, the way they played in the ACC tournament all through the season, you know, there will be no 1-16 upset there.
All right, Lou, you got a pick for this one?
Sure. Hands down, Virginia.
All right. Next up, and we're going to fly through some of these, especially number one just because of time. 8 Creighton versus number 9 K-State. We'll go always ladies first. We're gentlemen on this show, especially if you are a member of Alpha Alpha Fraternity Incorporated.
Anyway, I'm going
fraternity.
Creighton. I'm going Creighton on this one.
Ed?
I'm going Creighton there, too. And once again, Paul, all these are subject to change, so after I do a little more research. I don't think you get the whole bracket.
Lou, who you got?
Kansas State. I can't stand Creighton.
See, that's because he doesn't like them. And Lou was called the show the other day, and he was talking about how he hated Creighton. So he's picking with his heart. I never do. I'm going with Creighton. I'm going with Creighton as well. Number 5, Kentucky, 12 Davidson. There's always a 12-5 upset. Kiara, is this the one?
Who is it again?
Number 5, Kentucky, number 12 Davidson.
No, I'm going Kentucky. Yeah, Kentucky's a little iffy this year, but I have a feeling, yeah. Okay.
All righty. Ed?
Yeah, no, Kentucky played well coming out at the SEC tournament, winning that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've got at least a one win in their pocket.
Yeah.
I've got with Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's make that unanimous. Sometimes there's a 13-4 upset. Let's hope this is that year. Buffalo plays the southern school in the state of Arizona. Kiara, you're up.
Who are the teams?
It's that team that likes to pay players $100,000 to participate. Arizona.
Arizona.
Oh.
You got to do what you got to do to get these recruits out here, you know?
Look, I was no bias on my part. I completely forgot they were in the tournament. Ed.
U of A. You got to go with them. Sorry, Paul.
Lou.
You know what? I think I might see the upset here. I'm going to go Buffalo.
No, there it is. The first upset. Believe it or not, I'm going to go with that professional team down in Tucson, and I'm picking them as well. So Southern School of Arizona moves on. Miami, number six, Loyola Chicago. Chicago. Let me just say that again.
Oh,
who
gosh.
You got, Kara?
I'm going Miami.
All right.
ACC love, Miami.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Lou.
Welcome to Miami.
I hear that. Hey, you know what? Loyola has been good since our Frederick Hughes. I showed my age on that one. Let's go with Miami. Number three, Tennessee. Number 14, Wright State. Again, usually a good upset pick. Who are you rolling with, Kiara?
I'm still going Tennessee.
Ed.
Tennessee.
Lou.
Tennessee.
All four of us. Number seven, Nevada. Number 10, Texas. This should be a really good game.
Yeah.
Really good. Nevada, a lot of people haven't seen them. A lot of people haven't seen Nevada play. Nevada can play. They are the home of the one and only JaVale McGee. So you know they got some shenanigans going on with them. Kiara, who you got?
I don't know. I'm kind of going with the upset. I'm going for Texas.
Ooh, Ed.
I'm with you, Kat. I like Shaka Smart pulling off an upset here.
Yeah, I do too.
Woo. Lou,
7-10s are tricky now. I mean, you know, that can go either way a lot. And you know what? I'm going to go with Texas.
You know what? You're all wrong. Nevada's going to win that game. Number two, Cincinnati against number 15, Georgia State.
I'm Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati, Yep,
wow.
Cincinnati.
Lou,
Cincy.
Make it all four of us. Let's move on over. You know what? Let's just finish this bracket up, and that way we can move on all the way through. So then we all pretty much had Virginia Creighton. Kara, you're up.
Virginia.
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 You can just stop with me because I got Virginia going to the Final
Virginia.
Four. So.
There you go. There you go. You know what? Actually, you know what? I'm with you. I have Virginia going to the Final Four as well.
Yeah.
Ed?
So.
Ooh. Yeah, I got Virginia going to the Final Four. Out of that bracket.
I mean, that was an easy bracket.
No question about it.
All right, so you know what? The hell with the rest of that bracket. Virginia's going to the Final Four. Move to the West. Xavier versus NCCU. You got into college and you got a basketball scholarship and you went there playing Texas Southern. Who you got, Kara?
I got Xavier, unfortunately.
Okay. What is NCCU?
No,
that's a good
question.
Say that one more time.
Kara, who is NC? Do you know what that stands for?
Yeah, North Carolina Central University is an HBCU out of Durham, North Carolina, with the head coach JaVale Moton leading the squad to their third trip to the NCAA tournament. And I hope they win. I hate that they have two HBCUs going against each other, but you know what? As long as we have two in the tournament, and it's going to be amazing. The NCAA is not going to know what to do with these bands and these cheerleaders, but that's okay.
I completely forgot they were HBCU, so I'm definitely going to watch the dances of the cheerleaders because I'm too old to watch them the way I used to watch them, but I'm definitely going to watch them get down to the band. You know, the age won't let me watch like I used to, that and my wife. So, Ed, who you got?
I am going with, where are we at there? We're talking about Xavier?
Xavier, yeah.
Yeah, Xavier. I don't trust him as a true number one seed, but I definitely pick him here.
All righty. All right, Lou.
Xavier.
Got it. 8-9. 8 is Missouri, 9 is Florida State. Kara.
I'm going Florida State. Actually, no, I'm totally lying to you. I'm going Missouri. He got a quarterback. So I'm thinking this is his second game. He might have found his groove. So I'm going Mizzou.
Got it. And
I still got to show love to the ACC, go Florida State. I know he's back, but little rusty, and just we're still going to be trying to incorporate him into the offense, and he might be trying to do too much that game. So I'm going Florida State.
Got it, Lou.
Tough one here, but I'm going to go with Missouri. Or is it Missouri?
I'm sticking with Missouri. If I'm not mistaken, Florida State has someone nicked up that's very key to what they do. So I'm going with Mizzou on that one as well. Drop down Ohio State versus South Dakota State. This is not football. Kiara, you're up.
I have OSU.
Okay, Ed.
I have Ohio State, of course.
This is at 12-5, too, folks. I should have said that. Lou, who you got?
Yeah.
Got to go with the Ohio State.
Yeah, I'm OSU as well. Forget that. Number 4, Gonzaga. Number 13, UNC Greenville. Again, 4-13. This is where a lot of upsets come out of. Kiara.
I'm still going Gonzaga.
Yeah, Gonzaga.
The Zags.
Okay, make it all 4 of us. 6, Houston. Number 11, San Diego State. Kiara, you're up.
Houston.
You know, I'm going to go on a limb here, and I'm going to say San Diego State.
You know what? I'm on that limb with you. I actually watched that tournament. I don't know why I watched San Diego State play all their games in that tournament. There was really something wrong with me when it comes to basketball, but I watched them play all the way through, and I love the way they play ball. Houston has gotten very little respect all year, but San Diego State, I think they're going to get them. 3-14 again, Michigan, Montana. Kiara.
Oh, Michigan.
Michigan.
Go with good old blue, Michigan.
Yeah, go blue. Make it all 4 of us. A game that should be pretty good. Texas A&M at 7, number 10, Providence. Providence plays very, very well. They're better than a lot of the country would think. Kiara, you're up.
Oh, you're making me question my Texas choice. I'm still gonna go with Texas.
I don't trust. I don't know. I just don't trust Providence. I'm going Texas A&M as well. Providence did play well in their tournament, but yeah, I'm gonna go Texas A&M. Always subject to change,
Luke?
Though.
Well, being a Big East person, I think I'm gonna go with Providence.
I'm going Providence on this one, y'all. I've watched like about 5 of their games this year. Again, don't ask me why. But I'm picking them in the 7-10 upset. Okay, here's the easiest pick in the world for Kiara Luck and for Ed. Number 2, North Carolina against number 15. Now, all this time, I thought Lipscomb was something you bought at the makeup counter. That's not a product of Maybelline, huh? So,
that is
baseball player.
Kiara, do I even have to ask?
No, because I have UNC going to the Final Four. So
thank you.
You can just end me on this bracket. Right, so me and Ed are done with this bracket. Both UNC going to the Final Four.
She just spoke it up for you right there in the West. Ed, you have UNC going to the Final Four?
A truer word has never been spoken. See, she knows exactly what
you're
I love you, girl. There you go. Go Heels.
Lou.
North Carolina.
I got North Carolina going to Final Four. I don't know why I was sitting here clowning because I haven't won. I have the same thing myself. So
I hope we didn't jinx.
I don't know why. You can't jinx a team. We'll see what happens, but I got them going to Final Four. So half of our Final Four is already set. Virginia, ACC, North Carolina, ACC. So let's move out to the East. Number 1, Villanova against number 16, whoever it is, LIU, and I believe it's Radcliffe.
Radford.
Radcliffe. Anyway, go ahead, Karen. We already know where this is going.
I got Villanova going to the Final Four.
Okay, so we've just that done. Ed, let's wish today we're all going with Villanova, though, right?
Yeah, we are. We are. I have
okay,
time to
this,
go
okay.
anyway.
Number 8, Virginia Tech, against number 9, Alabama, who shouldn't have made the tournament anyway, but we get to hear Avery Johnson speak again. And I don't know about you guys, but anytime I can get Avery Johnson talking about basketball, I absolutely love it. And so, Carrie, you're up first.
I got Virginia Tech. I don't even want to hear that accent after Thursday. Virginia Tech.
Ed.
Yeah, I'm going West Virginia over Alabama. I like the way Huggy Bear gets them boys playing defense and pressing, so I like West Virginia.
No, Virginia Tech.
No.
Oh, wait a minute, Virginia Tech?
Yeah, by
Tech. I'm talking about, I'm looking underneath it, Virginia Tech, Alabama. Yeah, I'm going Virginia Tech. I thought
okay.
I was looking at the wrong thing. I was looking underneath it, West
Luke,
Virginia.
No worries.
BT.
No, forget all y'all. No, I'm going with Virginia Tech. I don't want any more words about basketball after this first tournament, how well they play the game of basketball. So, love Avery, though. I love Avery. 5-12, West Virginia, Murray State. We already know where Ed's going. Kiara, who you got?
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Lou?
West Virginia.
There you go. I'm with all of you guys. And let's just do a quick reset here on the Carrie Lackey Law Line. Of course, we have the one and only Kiara Luck. Incredible sports personality. You can find her stuff just about everywhere. One and only Ed Smith. You know, I'm played in the Super Bowl, played pro baseball, MLB, played pro football, obviously. And he has one of the best shows, if not the best show in the Valley. Every Saturday from 10 to 12. And I always have to say, Ed, I got to kind of share that spotlight with you a little bit when I say one of the best. So, you know, I'm throwing myself in there, not some of these other knuckleheads
yeah.
on stations, not some of these other knuckleheads on stations that we will let go nameless here in the valley, in the Valley of the Sun. And then, of course, a friend of the program, Lou. Wichita State, 4-13. Wichita State's 4, Marshall's 13. Is this the upset? Kiara, who you got?
No, I got Wichita State.
Yeah, soccer.
Shockers, okay.
I'll go.
That's
we
Ed
are
Lou.
Marshall. We are Marshall.
You know what? I'm going Wichita State. Again, I watched Marshall play this year. Again, I have no reason why. And I've seen Wichita State. Wichita State is just a better team. So this would be a major upset if Marshall was to pull that out. 6-11. Florida takes on, I believe, is it St. Bonaventure, UCLA winner. Kiara, before you go, I just want to say this. See, I think this game is different. I think if St. Bonaventure wins, it gives Florida a better shot. If UCLA wins, everyone talks about how bad the Pac-12 is. UCLA actually is very good playing certain teams and certain styles, and I think that they would give Florida a fit. But I think Florida would be too much for St. Bonaventure. And saying all that, you're up.
I'm going Florida.
Yes.
I'm
Ed?
With you, Paul. If UCLA gets in, if they beat, I'm going UCLA.
Yeah.
If St. Bonaventure gets in, then I'm going with Florida. So that'll be a
Lou?
That'll be a
yeah. It's
Florida.
It's a header. See, I think that's one of the toughest first round picks. Because UCLA shouldn't be in a play-in game. And I know they don't want to call it a play-in. They want to call it the first four, final four, bullcrap four, whatever they want to call it. But UCLA, actually, when you think about what they've gone through this year, I mean, they had 3 players suspended early. They had a player that can't play leave the team. So I think they got better by a process of elimination. That one's for you, Kiara. And and I like that team. Lou, who are you going with?
Florida.
Now, I'm going to go with Florida just because I'm not sure about this one. I'm not going to pick UCLA, but I'm not sure if they can beat the Bonnies. 3-14, another place for upsets. Texas Tech against Stephen F. Austin. Kiara.
I'm going Texas Tech.
Ed?
I'm going Texas Tech. And I'll say one thing about that playing game, Paul. The advantage is that team that comes in off that playoff game, it's almost like they have a little momentum because the tournament has already started for them. So that's why, you know, I'm kind of looking at UCLA over Florida.
I hear you. Lou?
All right, repeat them again.
Texas Tech, Stephen F. Austin.
Texas Tech.
I'm with you. Go Red Raiders. Arkansas, 7. Butler, 10. Is it an upset if Butler beats Arkansas? Kiara?
I'm going Kansas.
She's going Arkansas.
Yeah,
what about you?
I'm going Arkansas. I like
Lou.
The pace of their play.
Butler.
Yeah, I hear you. I, you know what? I'm going to say the Butler did it too. Butler's a better team than people. Butler's a better team than everyone thinks. Then 2:15, Purdue's 2, Cal State Fullerton is 15. I am not in love with Purdue at all. Kiara.
How are you not in love with Purdue? I'm going Purdue. But you should be in love with them because that's what I'm choosing.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
It makes sense. It's common sense. I would hope so, anyway.
I'm going Purdue as well. I'm not a fan of them either, though, Paul.
See, it's not just me. You've seen them play this year. They're nothing special. They won a lot. Then they lost games they should have won. I just think they're over at number two. I can't believe I'm actually going to say this bullcrap. They're more of a number four seed. And who of A is more of a number two seed? I didn't like this seeding at all. I honestly, good Lord, lightning's going to strike me. I think U of A had holes. They were a number two seed, and I think this is where they should have went. But Lou, you're up. I'm off my soapbox.
Purdue.
And I'm going with Purdue over Fullerton. I just don't think they're a number two seed. Before we get going anymore, Kara, do you have Villanova winning this? Scoring 5-4.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
If anyone else makes it out of these brackets, other than like, I think the Midwest has the hardest bracket. If anyone else makes it, I'll be totally shocked.
All right, Ed.
Yeah, that Villanova looks like a walk in the East.
It does. Yeah.
I hear you, Lou.
Nova.
Nova. I'm with you. Hey, listen, we do have a caller. Let's get the caller's question before we do that last bracket. Thank you for calling into the Cave Show. You're on the Carrie Lackey Law Line with PLR. Special guest, Kiara Luck, Ed Smith, and, of course, friend of the program, Lou. Who do we have the privilege of speaking to?
Hello? Am I on?
Hello? Yes. Who do we have the privilege of speaking to?
My name is Wesley, and I'm calling from Houston, Texas. And I'm not the biggest fan of March Madness, but I have been paying attention now that the University of Houston has gotten in. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay. First off, thank you for the call. Hopefully, give a call any other, you know, anytime we're on. We actually, I think, all picked. But where did we put Houston? Let me go back to them. I know I picked them to get upset. Kiara, where did you have them?
I have them beating San Diego and losing to Michigan.
Okay.
I would think the same thing.
Yeah, so we were torn. Unfortunately, I'm the only one, I think, that had them getting upset. Do you watch a lot of Houston basketball, and do you think it's something that they can get past this first round in?
I honestly think that Houston could get past the first round. I really, like, I'm not, like, a fan who, like, only has one college. You know, I'm pretty much root for any Texas team, you know, because I'm pretty much all Texas. You know, if UT does good, I'll root for them. If U of H is good, Texas A&M, UTEP, if they ever get good, UNT. I mean, as long as someone from Texas wins, I'll be happy, you know?
A good deal. Well, I'll say this. Everyone thinks Houston's going to win except the host. For your sake, I hope that they're all right. But just from what history has shown, I'm usually the one that's right in these things. So keep rooting for them. There's some other Texas teams in there as well. Root for them as well. We do have the Red Raiders going far down at Texas Tech. And like I said, any other time we're on, if you have any questions, if they get by, we're going to be talking tournament a lot, obviously, over the next 3 weeks. So feel free to give us a call back.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot, my friend. We'll talk to you again. Did you guys like how I kind of got in there that said I was the one that would be right with that? I don't know if anyone else caught that. But,
I definitely noticed, but this is your show, so I'll let you flex a little bit.
Let's break down this Midwest bracket. Kansas, again, a number one seed. Folks, did you guys watch Kansas play at all this year? They're not a number one seed. They're not. They're just not.
Right.
They got the nod, and they put them, thank goodness, in the toughest bracket, which I don't think they're going to get through, but got them playing Penn. Kiara, you get a great education at Penn. You got to play for free because Ivy League don't give basketball scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, who you got?
I still have Kansas winning that, unfortunately. They ain't going far, though.
Their road's going to come to them. I'm sorry, Ed. I said their role is going to end quickly. Their role is going to end quickly. Ed, who you got?
Yeah.
I got Kansas.
Lou?
Going Kansas.
Yeah, Jayhawks. Seton Hall, this should be a really good game. Because Seton Hall can play.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And North Carolina State
really
can.
Good game.
Don't miss this game. 8 Seton Hall, 9 North Carolina State. If North Carolina State beats them, technically it's an upset. But is it an upset? Kiara?
No, it is not. No, NC State is a force to be reckoned with. They have a new coach. His name is not coming to me. But he has really revamped this NC State team. They don't look like your typical NC State team. And I think they beat Carolina. They've beaten Duke. They're a really good team. Like, they're a force to be reckoned with. And I think they're going to go pretty far. They're going to make the Elite Eight at least.
So there's your Kansas
Especially
upset right
one.
There.
Yeah.
There's your Kansas upstate right
Absolutely.
There. And who you got?
I'm not sure I'm going to agree about the very far part, but I'm going North Carolina State, ACC all the way.
Yeah, you, Lou.
I'll go with my Pirates.
There's one.
Because 8-9 is always usually an even match. But in the end, I think the Pirates will have enough to take care of NC State.
You know what? See, I don't think this is an even match. I really don't. I think NC State's a better team. I just truly do. NC State is a team that could have easily fared better in the ACC. It's just when you're playing a Virginia team that's a defensive stalwart, and you still got to go through Duke, and you got to go through North Carolina. It's the toughest conference in basketball. And so if you put them, if you put them, and I'm showing a lot of ACC love, and I don't know why, but if you put NC State in the Big Ten
or the
Big 12 or the Pac-12, NC State wins that conference. So they're a much better team, and they should have got a much better rating than seeding than a 9 seed. Put me down. Let's stick with the ACC. Clemson 5, New Mexico State 12. Is this the upset? Yeah.
No, I'm going ACC. Clemson got this.
Yeah, Clemson.
Ed.
Yeah,
Clemson.
Lou.
Clemson.
This is your 12-5 upset. You guys have not watched New Mexico State play. They are good. They will beat Clemson. I am sorry to say it, but this is the upset.
Overlooked it.
Mark my words. Again, this is me watching too much damn basketball. Too much. And I really like the way New Mexico State plays. Auburn at Charleston, 4-13. Is this an upset, Kiara?
No. I don't think so. Who was it again?
Auburn, Charleston.
No, I'm going Auburn. Auburn is good. I don't think people are giving Auburn their just due. They really excelled this year as a basketball team. Better than Kentucky. They're not getting their props.
No, you're right. You're right. Ed?
I'll go with Auburn there.
Lou?
Auburn.
Auburn, I'm with you. I'm with all of you. TCU versus the winner of the Harvard of the West Coast, ASU, Syracuse game. It's a 6-11 I don't want you guys to think there's any bias on my part at all when I make my pick. I just want to point out to you that the ASU team did go into Kansas's win. Kansas is in the tournament, number one seed. They did beat Xavier on a neutral court. Xavier's the number one seed. And they did beat Kansas State, another team in the tournament, very handily. So no bias on my part whatsoever. Don't want to give any extra highlights. Don't want to talk about how well their guards play, how well they shoot the three, how well they've played for the best part of the year and just went into a slump at the end of the year, how it's such a great campus. It doesn't snow, and we are going to be the largest school in the country within the next 5 years. Don't want to give any extra background to this school. Kiara, you're up.
If ASU wins, I'll do ASU, but as of now, I have TSU.
Ed, TCU or that, or the Harvard of the West Coast or Syracuse?
I'm gonna go the same route. Now, my question to you is if, and this is a big if, I don't want to insult you, I don't want you cutting the line or anything like that. If ASU does not beat Syracuse, does that still count as a tournament appearance?
Yes.
It does?
Because we can use it. I didn't say we. Because they could use it in recruiting. Because they can still use that when they're recruiting.
Okay. So if you don't win the playoff game, it's still considered a tournament appearance. So with that being said, I'll I'll go TSU, but that's like I said, that's if ASU doesn't get in. If they get in, I'll go ASU.
All right. Yeah.
Lou.
All right. ASU against who?
Against Syracuse for the right to play TCU.
I'm going to go with Arizona State. That's a tough one, but I'm going to go with ASU.
Because you see the light and you understand truth when truth – it doesn't take – as a great poet once said, it doesn't take all day to recognize sunshine. It doesn't take all day for that. So let me just go ahead and make this crystal clear. Everyone's using these words, if and if they. And when ASU beats that non-shooting team from Syracuse – I don't give a crap about their big guards. I don't give a crap about behind zone, matchup zone, and all that mumbo-jumbo bullcrap. I don't care. When ASU beats Syracuse, they will beat TCU and go on. So I'm going with ASU. Fork them. Michigan State Bucknell. Bonus points if, Kiara, if you could tell me or anyone on this call could tell me where the hell Bucknell is.
I'm going to Michigan. I have no idea where Bucknell is.
Indiana.
At Michigan State or Bucknell?
Michigan State.
Hello.
Michigan State.
You know Bucknell. You know what? No one knows where it is, but I bet you at some point someone's going to work for someone that graduated from Bucknell because it just sounds like a really smart school. Rhode Island, the other Hurley brother. Not that I know anything about Hurley brothers, playing Oklahoma, the team that shouldn't even be in the tournament.
Yeah, I'm going to Rhode Island. Trey Young is good, but he can't carry that whole team.
Nope.
And that's the only reason they're in there is because they want to see that money from Trey Young.
Yeah, they never should have even been in the tournament. I'm going with Rhode Island as well.
Rhode Island.
Lou?
Rhode Island.
Make that unanimous. Rhode Island should have won that game against Davidson, to be perfectly honest with you, in that championship game. They peed to bed like they were 3 years old in the final, you know, 1 minute of the game. okay, this one's going to be fun because I get to hear words come out of Ed's mouth. Number two, Duke versus Iona. Kiara, you're up first.
I don't know. But, you know, Duke is they don't fare well in first rounds, and they like to lose to non-real threats. So I have Duke winning, but they could be another Lehigh moment. But we have Duke for now.
Ed.
Well, you know, as much as it hurts my heart to say it, I mean, that Duke team – even though we took them out 2 out of 3 this year, that is a talented bunch of boys. And
they
there's
are.
No way. There's no way
we're
Iona's
going to
beating
the West,
them.
Bracket.
yep.
Say, like,
Lou.
Or so.
Okay. All right.
Lou.
Okay. repeat again.
Duke Iona.
Oh, Duke, definitely.
Duke. All right, so this is where we get kind of crazy because we could pick all the rest of the games, even though I do have Kiara, just give me your Final Four team because then we could work backwards on how they get there. Who is your Final Four?
Final Four is UVA, Duke, Villanova, UNC. Yeah.
So you got Duke coming out. Ed, who you got coming out?
Duke coming out, yeah.
Yeah, UVA, UNC, Villanova. And I got, I can't pick. I got to go Michigan State. I can't do it, man. I can't pick Duke. that's against my religion.
You can't say the word. Lou coming out of the Midwest. Who did you have coming out of the Midwest?
Wait, we didn't go over the who the games were, did we?
Yeah, because we know it's either going to be Kansas, Michigan State or Duke. Everything else would just be a ridiculous major upset.
Duke.
You know what, guys? I got Michigan State.
Thank you.
I really like the Spartans. I love the way Duke plays with Ed Bagley Jr. I'm ready for someone to give a pork chop to the thug that plays for Duke, Grayson Allen, though. I'm waiting for it. And I shouldn't say that because he's a kid. And if you're in college to me, you're still a kid. But I don't want to – I think it's a shame, and I think it's biased beyond bias because it's Coach K, that he did not get a one-game suspension for that hip check based on his history of tripping people. I think that's a farce and a joke. I think if he played for any other coach except for Coach K – he would have been suspended a game. And not because of the hip check per se, if that's his first offense, but because of his history of it, he should not be playing in the next game. He is a thug. And I think it's funny that we always say, and I'm just going to say it, for non-black athletes, we call them competitive, and it was just a singular dirty play. If he was a black player, he would have been called a thug a long time ago. And to me, thuggery has no color. He's a thug. And I don't think he should be playing the next game. Kiara, am I off base?
No, you're not. And I think it's even worse that he is playing for Coach K, and Coach K, being the great coach that he is, doesn't recognize the type of player Grayson Allen is. It doesn't uphold him to his standards, which is even worse. And it makes a mark on Coach K as well, because Coach K knows what type of player Grayson Allen is. He's not that stupid. And the fact that no one on that bench, not even Coach Capel, even says anything, and I even hold Coach Capel to a higher regard because, in a sense, he is going to be Coach K in a couple of years. And it's sickening that no one is making this boy answer for those consequences. So, but someone is going to really hurt him, and he's not going to like it. So, at the end, it's back on Coach K's hands.
Right.
You know what? I keep saying he's going to get his comeuppance one day, but he's not, because in talking to a friend of mine that's an NBA scout, he said he may get drafted in the second round, maybe a free agent signing, but he's definitely a G League. He said he's G League talent, but he's got Duke pedigree, so he may get a sniff. I want him. I pray that he hip checks Chris Paul or Dwayne Wade. Or J.R. Smith.
Has a history at Wake Forest for doing crouch hits, so that's not a good...
Yeah, that's what I said. I want him to... He will get one in the ding-ding. You hip-check Chris Paul. You don't get one in the ding-ding. It's really just that simple. Everyone gets
Green,
on Draymond.
Somebody. Or Stephen
Everyone gets on Draymond. Yep. Everyone gets on Draymond about being a ding ding hitter.
Or Zaza.
Mm-mm. Oh, Zaza. He beat up his own players. He don't care. He just hurts everybody. Zaza don't give a damn. He hurt everybody. So, yeah, I want him. You know what? See, here's the thing. I want him to do it against someone crazy. Like I said, like a J.R. Smith. Let him hip check J.R.
Right.
Smith.
Oh,
and watch what happens to him.
Outside his head with a Henny bottle.
And he's going to take his shirt off first.
Yeah.
You know, Jared don't do nothing with the shirt off. That shirt coming off. And then it's on.
If he can throw a bowl of soup at his coach, Grayson Allen holds no weight against him.
Oh, thug. He's a thug. Grayson Allen is a thug. Final four. So on one side, we got Virginia, North Carolina. On the other side, we got Villanova against either Duke or Michigan State. Kiara, who do you have in the side with Villanova, either Duke or Villanova, Michigan State? Who do you have going in the title game?
I have World War III. I have a UNC Duke round four.
Wow.
She even gave us the other. She gave us the other. You didn't even let me tease the other side yet. You just.
Man, he's talking about a divided country. My God, a round four UNC Duke national championship. That's all this world needs. Like,
mm-hmm.
Jesus is gonna come back the second the game is.
Who you got in the title game?
Oh boy, I gotta go with Michigan State because I can't do Duke and. On the other side, wow, Virginia's beaten us twice. I would say this is our time to get them. Let's go back for a third time in a row. North Carolina, Michigan State.
Yes, I here like it, Ed.
Lou,
Virginia, Duke.
Shit, they're playing each other. Virginia versus who in the title game? Virginia or North Carolina?
I think he went Virginia Duke, right?
Yeah, I think he did.
Oh, he
yeah.
said Virginia Duke. I'm sorry. I thought he said Villanova yeah. Duke. I apologize, Will.
No.
I apologize.
Okay.
Title game for me,
nice.
I know. I have Michigan State versus Virginia. Kiara, who wins this?
That's such a boring game. That sounds so boring, like a snooze fest. I had UNC taking it all back to back.
Well, there you go. And y'all call me a homer for ASU.
But I mean, it's not far-fetched. That's the crazy thing. This isn't a far-fetched thing for UNC to win it all again. They have every possible tool to win again.
Well, Ed, before you pick Kara, how good is Luke May? It's
Luke May.
He seems to come
up
big all the time.
I called Luke May last year when he was on the bleachers by himself with no press. I said, this is your year. Luke May has become a walk-on to first all-ACC team. Like, his progress in a year is crazy. He's most improved in all-ACC. Like, he's it. When Luke Game has a great game, Carolina's going to win. Like, he's probably one of their most consistent, hasn't been in an ACC tournament. But he's probably one of the most consistent defensively and offensively. If he can't get you offensively, defensively, you can count on him. He's going to give you 100% every time he steps on that floor.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere like you can't imagine. I think part of it is because of his underdog story. We talk about that all the time, but that man, he's putting some work in, and it's obviously showing.
He did.
You know, he can. The only thing, like I said, when he gets. You know, depending on his matchup, sometimes if he's not a leaper, he can, you know, he can get stuffed sometimes if he's down there too close to the middle. But I guess his biggest advantage is he can rotate around that perimeter, man. And if you leave him alone, he can hit it. So, you know, I love me some Luke May. Ever since that Kentucky shot last year, he's high on my list.
Yeah, man, I was there when that happened, Ed, and I tell you that arena went so silent. Like, I can't cheer because I'm on press.
Yeah.
But the biggest smile came on my face like, that boy is good. Like, I knew it from that moment. He was a star.
Oh, I screamed
like
–
point guard in high school. So he's not – he's not too far out of his lane.
Yeah.
You did that boy is good. From Coming to America, that boy is good.
That boy is good.
That boy is good. Good and awful. You know, every time I see Luke May, I think of Dante Calabria.
Wow.
That song's Dante Calabria now.
Oh, boy.
Who you got? Ed, who you got winning everything?
Oh, man, you're going to make me say it. I don't want to jinx them, but I wouldn't mind getting two in a row. So let's go North Carolina, man.
Yay.
Well, both y'all wrong.
The basketball guys does not want to see a UVA and Michigan game. Like, that just sounds like low ratings.
Can I give you a quick take on what I think Roy did? You know, because we lost to Virginia twice in the ACC tournament, I kept saying, Roy, you got to pick up the pace. You got to start pressing him, doing this, doing that. And I thought to myself, why would he want to show his hand knowing he might play them later on? And I think they kind of assumed they were locked into that two seed anyway. They match up this next time around. I'm almost predicting Roy's going to go with some full court pressure, make them speed it up a little bit, which a lot of teams don't try to do to them, pick up the pace, and that's going to be the deciding factor in that victory when it comes to beating Virginia. And then from there, we got to play whoever on the other side. But that's my thought on them coming out of that left side of the bracket.
Yeah, Michigan State going to win this, y'all. Just let y'all know. They're going to win it, and then 3 years from now, they're going to have to vacate it. But they're going to win it. For now, they're going to win it. Listen, we got 3 minutes left. Real quick, give me one team that you didn't pick to win that if all the chips go right and everything falls right for them, you think they could actually win a tournament?
Ooh-wee.
I'll go NC State.
NC State. Ed?
Man, you might punch me in my mouth, but I'll go Arizona.
You know what? I can't punch you in your mouth because I agree with you. I think they have the best team that money can buy, literally. And and they're playing with nothing to lose. Aiden is going to be the number one pick in a draft. So, like I said, they got the best team money can buy right now. I think if things fall right for them, they actually could win this too. So, yeah, I can't punch you in your mouth for agreeing with you on that. So we've done it.
I appreciate that.
Brackets picked. We will see who is right. I'm doing another bracket. We have our Money League bracket, but we're going to set up another bracket tomorrow morning here because no one really gives a crap about the playing games. I'll shoot you an email link, and we'll just fill them out for fun and see how things go.
Okay.
All right, tell everyone how to get a hold of you. What's going on? Hold on 1 second. Since you're here with two old dudes, we're gonna play a little walk away music here. But you're with two old dudes, so I don't know if you're gonna know the song since you're young and everything, and we're not that young and everything. So if you recognize the song in the background, cool. If not, I'm just saying, you know, this is the stuff that we used to get down to as we fade out the show.
You're playing Shaft, really?
I'm not playing Shaft. That's not Shaft.
Okay, never mind.
Well, hold up. Ed, she thought this was Shaft. Go ahead, Kim. We only got a minute. We got a minute, 30 seconds left. How can everyone get a hold of you?
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook at @QUIE_LUBK.
I'm going to talk about you. Don't know the Temptations. Papa was a Rolling Stone.
That's what that is. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
Find me looking. Look, I'm going to text you this weekend. You got 3 more days to find the iota. 3 more days. One
I can
iota.
Find an
and if
iota.
You get a...
I know one of my best friends is an iota.
Yeah, he ain't an iota. He didn't play it. Ed, how can everybody get a hold of you?
On Twitter, Facebook, at Ed Smith Speaks. And the website is edsmithspeaks.com. Catch me every Saturday from 10 to 12 on 1060 AM.
And then, of course, you can get us at the Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Cave is always with a K. Get us directly at thesportscave.com. A lot of great articles. Mock Draft 1.0 is up by our intern, so make sure you give a read to that. You get me directly at PLR on Sports. I'm off the chart, y'all. Who never knows? You never know what the hell I'm going to be tweeting about. Ed, thank you. Kiera, thank you. Lou, for calling in, thank you. For our caller from Houston, thank you. You all called in on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Until next time, I will catch you later. This is PLR. This has been The Cave Show. Kiera Luck literally said, shaft.
That day I'll always remember. Yes, I
appreciate you, Brother Paul.